This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Today is the 27th of Sha'ban. And as we quickly approach the blessed month of Ramadan, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day, by His most beautiful names and His lofty attributes, that Allah azza wa jal gives us all the tawfiq and the ni'mah, the blessing of being able to witness Ramadan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a month that is blessed for us. A month in which we take full grasp of its opportunities and its rewards. As I was reflecting on the, inshallah ta'ala, for all of us, the coming month of Ramadan, and I was thinking about what to speak about this afternoon, two thoughts came into my mind, two reflections. The first of them is how quickly time passes by. It seems like it was only a few days ago, a few weeks ago, that we just finished Ramadan, and now another Ramadan is coming upon us. And no doubt that it is from the signs of Yawmul Qiyamah, as the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call taqarubu zaman, that time will pass by quickly, time will come closer together. The Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of At-Tirmidhi, on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان فتكون السنة كالشهر والشهر كالجمعة وتكون الجمعة كاليوم ويكون اليوم كالساعة وتكون الساعة قد ضرمت بالنار. He said that the hour, the day of judgment will not be established until time gets closer together. So much so that it seems that a year is like a month, and a month feels like a week, and a week feels like a day, and a day feels like an hour, and an hour feels like the striking of a match. Time comes closer upon us. But despite how close time seems, there are many events that take place within that year. There are many of us today that are going through many different challenges. Some of them to do with our health, some of them to do with our finances, some of them to do with our families. And then we have the challenges that we as an ummah are facing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring to us relief. This is something that we're all going through. And that then led me on to the second point that I wanted to make. And that is that if there is one thing that the month of Ramadan symbolizes, if there's one thing that the month of Ramadan shows to us or brings for us, it is that the month of Ramadan is a time of hope. There is hope in the month of Ramadan. Hope because, as the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this hadith by itself is sufficient to show to you the great opportunity of hope and reward that Allah azza wa jal brings for us in this month of Ramadan. That the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين. When the month of Ramadan enters, the gates of Jannah are open wide, and the gates of the fire are locked and sealed tight, and the devils are chained. This is a month of hope for those who wish to earn Allah's pleasure, for those who wish to earn Allah's reward, for those who wish to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month, despite all of the challenges that you may be going through, despite everything that you see and hear that's going on in the world with our fellow brothers and sisters, this month, it is a month of hope for those people who seek that hope. And that is why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, that on the first day of Ramadan, the caller calls out. And he says, Ya baghi al khayri aqbil, O the seeker of good, O the seeker of reward, O the one who wants to take benefit of the opportunities of Ramadan, this is your time. This is your opportunity. And we need Ramadan. We need Ramadan because throughout the year our iman becomes weak. We need Ramadan because throughout the year we become distanced from our Lord and Creator. We need Ramadan because we need an excuse and an opportunity to do extra deeds of goodness, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jal legislated for us Ramadan. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We legislated fasting upon you, just as we prescribed it for those who came before you, that you may increase in taqwa. You may increase in that mindfulness that you need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that awareness that me and you should have every single day, that our Lord and our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, His promises are true, and His words are true, and His speech in the Qur'an is true. So if you trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and you believe in His promises, and you worship Him, and you spend your life dedicated to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no challenge that you cannot overcome, no difficulty that you can't overcome, no problem that doesn't have a solution by Allah's permission and through His mercy. That is what the month of Ramadan brings. Because from the greatest of Allah's blessings, no matter how difficult things are, no matter what you see and what you hear and what you yourself may be experiencing, the greatest sign that Allah wants to give to you hope, the greatest sign that Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for you, that Allah loves you, is that you have the greatest blessing that Allah could ever bestow upon any individual. And that is the blessing of Iman, the blessing of this religion. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jal said in the verses in which He mentioned the verses of fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That you may glorify your Lord for the guidance that He gave to you, and that you may show gratitude. You glorify Allah and you show Him gratitude by using this month of Ramadan to worship Him, to come closer to Him, to do as many good deeds as you can get in within that limited space of وَرَىٰ أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, limited days, 29 or 30 days. You use that time to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Ramadan because for most of us throughout the year, the dunya takes us over. The dunya makes us heedless. The dunya comes with all of its problems, and even though inshallah we're doing the basics, we're fulfilling our wajibat, but our opportunity to do more, to do the nawafil, to do the optional deeds, to increase in closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, that is something which very, very many of us find very difficult to find. But the month of Ramadan, it brings that opportunity. Brings the opportunity for you to connect to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Qur'an. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This is the month of the Qur'an. The month for you to read and increase in the recitation of the Qur'an. The month of you to start to learn and to understand and to take some of those lessons and principles of the Qur'an that we all need, and we're in dire need of them, so that we can understand how to navigate through the challenges that we are facing. This month of Ramadan, it's a month of sadaqah. It's a month of generosity. It's a month of dua. There is no good deed, no major good deed, except that you will find that it is connected in one way or another to the month of Ramadan. It is the month of dua. This is the month that you ask Allah for everything that you need. That you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. You show to Him your need and your poverty, not only for yourself and the challenges that me and you are going through, but for our brothers and sisters across the world, for the ummah at large. This, it is the month of dua. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal also said in those verses, in the passage of fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. If they ask you concerning me, Allah said, then tell them that I am close. Tell them that I am close. I respond to the supplication when it is made. This month of Ramadan, we need it, because it is a month of amazing rewards. Most of us throughout the year, we struggle with the good deeds that we do. But this month of Ramadan, it opens up the whole spectrum of good deeds for you. And its rewards are limitless. As the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith al-Qudsi, that Allah Azza wa Jal says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهَ إِلَّا الصَّوْمُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the actions of the children of Adam are for them. Your prayer, your Quran, your sadaqah, your dua, it's for you. Meaning that its reward is known, except for fasting. Allah said, that is for me, and I will reward it accordingly. It is a month of amazing rewards. And that is why the person who turns to Allah Azza wa Jal in this month, with those two things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam impressed upon us in that famous hadith, the hadith in al-Bukhari of Abu Huraira radiyallahu an, man sama ramadana imana wa ihtisaba ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whosoever fasts the month of Ramadan with that level of iman, seeking and wanting to draw closer to Allah, knowing that you need to trust in Allah, turn to Allah, increase in your taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know that Allah azza wa jalla alone is the one who can shower His mercy upon you, forgive your sins, meet your needs, answer your supplications. And then you do it with that hope in your heart, that hope for the reward of Allah, that hope for Allah's forgiveness, for His limitless reward. Allah azza wa jalla will forgive you for all of your past sins. And it's not just the fasting of Ramadan, but it's the qiyam of Ramadan, that night prayer, that again is one of those acts of worship that most of us struggle with throughout the year. This is an opportunity for you to spend a part of your night, and especially this year, as a lot of the month of Ramadan, or most of it, is in the earlier part of the year when the time for Isha is earlier. That is an opportunity for me and you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal during the night. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانُ وَاحْتِسَابًا وَفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whosoever stands the month of Ramadan in prayer with iman, hoping in Allah's reward, then Allah will forgive him for all of their past sins. And as is mentioned, the hadith of Abu Sa'id radiallahu an, to show to you the amazing reward that is on offer in this month, in what is collected in the Musnad al-Bazzar, that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عُتَقَى فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ, يعني في رمضان. Allah Azza wa Jalla, in every single night and every single day of Ramadan, Allah emancipates and frees people from the fire. Single act of worship, a single deed, and you don't know which one of those deeds is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it may be enough to take your name out of that scroll that goes of the people of the fire and to enter you into Jannah. This month is an amazing month. It is a month of hope. It is a month of reward. It is a month when we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not least because we need it more than anything else. We need Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins. We need Allah Azza wa Jal to lessen the loads and the burdens that we bear upon our shoulders of the many times that we are neglectful of our duty to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is what the month of Ramadan does. Helps you to realign your priorities. Helps you to focus. Helps you to remember that it doesn't matter about anything else. Whatever else may be taking place, your greatest objective in life, the purpose of your creation, the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal created me and you, is for His worship alone. To worship Him, to find His pleasure, to obey Him, to attain His reward and His Jannah by His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what the month of Ramadan gives you the opportunity to do. And that's why there are numerous ahadith that speak about the virtues of fasting, and the virtues of fasting, especially the month of Ramadan, and what the month of Ramadan brings in terms of its rewards. And many of them are known to you. But this month is an opportunity that Allah Azza wa Jal gives only to a few people. And I'm not just speaking about those people that have passed away, that were with us last year, but they're no longer with us this year. There are many people who are alive and healthy, Muslims, but they don't fast in Ramadan. They won't take those opportunities of Ramadan. They'll eat and they'll drink even though other people around them are fasting. In the month of Ramadan, they'll cheat and they'll lie and they'll steal, even though it's the month of Ramadan. They won't pray and they won't give sadaqah. They won't do any of those good deeds, even though it is the month of Ramadan. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the opportunity to witness the month of Ramadan, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you the further blessing of being able to understand the importance and the value and the preciousness of Ramadan, and then Allah gives you the ability to do something about that in terms of your deeds and your actions, and being able to come closer to Him, those are things that you should not take for granted. But rather it is something that we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal for and praise Him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our eyes and gives us the ability to understand how precious and valuable something is, perchance, and Allah knows best. That what we do in this month of Ramadan is enough to save us from His punishment and to enter us into His mercy and to give us forgiveness for our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all of that. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم لجميع المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, if you were to look and analyze the lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, and those scholars and those generations of Muslims that followed them, from the early generations of the Muslims, the Tabi'een and the Atba'ut Tabi'een, and those early blessed generations of Muslims, you would see how much they understood the importance of Ramadan through their actions and through their deeds and through the way that they would try their utmost in this month, not only to take opportunity of the rewards that are available, but to withhold and suppress anything that may diminish that reward. And there are many narrations as to how the Salaf alayhim rahmatullah, they approached the month of Ramadan. But the point that I want to stress to you today is that it's also important for me and you to make sure that Ramadan is something which is manageable. Yes, you should be ambitious in Ramadan. You should strive for the rewards that are on offer. You should do what you can, and to tire yourself out in the month of Ramadan, it's from the sunnah. To tire yourself out in worship. If you have to manage your situation, because most people are still working, most of our youngsters are still studying, but you have to do extra, that it makes you tired, that it's something which brings fatigue, that it's something which you find that it's stressing you to a certain level, that is something which is from the sunnah, so long as it doesn't go to an extreme. You have to balance between being ambitious and being realistic. You have to balance between wanting to attain that reward of Allah Azza wa Jal and take those opportunities of reward, but at the same time doing it in a measured way so that you have enough for the whole of the month of Ramadan. That's something which is extremely important. Find those acts of worship that are great in reward, but that are also easier for you to do. Reading the Quran as much as you can whenever you have a moment that's spare, turning to Allah Azza wa Jalla and making dua, giving sadaqah, coming to the masjid and praying taraweeh and qiyamul layl. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man salla ma'al imam hatta yansarif, kutiba lahu qiyamu layla." Whoever prays with the imam the night prayer, taraweeh, until he leaves, the imam finishes, then it's as if you prayed the whole night. You only spent an hour and a half, 2 hours in the masjid, but you get the reward of the whole night. There are amazing opportunities for reward. But as ever, it is a time when you also have to show discipline, show perseverance, show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your desire to seek that reward. And if you ask Allah azza wa jal for His help, you approach this month of Ramadan with that sense of hope, wanting to take benefit of the rewards and opportunities that are available, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you. This Ramadan, doesn't matter what you did last Ramadan. Doesn't matter about the Ramadans of the past, they're gone. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept them from us. May Allah forgive our shortcomings therein. But this Ramadan, it's another opportunity. Make this the best Ramadan that you've ever had. Make it a Ramadan in which you aspire to reach the highest of goals. And take inspiration at the very least from the way that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the companions approached this month. Ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that He allows us to witness the month of Ramadan. That Allah Azza wa Jal makes us from amongst those who excel in it. That Allah Azza wa Jal makes it a means of our emancipation from the fire and forgiveness for our sins and elevation of our status and ranks in the highest levels of Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it a time of ease for our brothers and sisters. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bring them relief. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect them in terms of their wealth and in terms of their blood and their honor and their property. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it a time of ease for us all. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
This recording was produced by Green Lane Masjid. For more information on the activities and services the mosque provides, please visit www.greenlanemasjid.org.